Well, three buildings have been destroyed after an intense fire ripped through them in Rumford, and now all that's left is a pile of rubble.
LT's Trash is presented by Mortgage Right. Mortgages done the right way.
Quick correction there.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hey, if you're ready to make some major money moves, but your bank account is at a standstill, well, our friends at Mortgage Right, they can help you get the ball rolling with a cash-out refinance, pay off debt, renovate your home, or even buy yourself that pinball machine that's been sitting in your eBay cart. Whatever needs funding is in your future if you have the home equity to back it up. With financing, refinancing experts nationwide, Mortgage Right will guide you through the process with ease. Make your home work for you by visiting MortgageRight.com/TNR today, NMLS 2239. Equal housing lender. Got a Turkish woman suffered disfiguring scars from laser rejuvenation treatment after her beautician became distracted while arguing with her boyfriend on the phone.
See, are you kidding me?
Something's a mess.
Now, Asli Aman, 42 years old, felt her face burning when the practitioner exchanged heated words with her beau during the client's second laser facelift in November of 2020. Now, the victim told the court that she went to the pharmacy later to buy creams in a desperate attempt to ease her pain, but ended up with permanent scars across her entire face.
But she looked like Dunaway did Saturday night.
It's a redhead.
Okay.
Now, Not the disfigurement, Jim, the burning.
Now, the court ordered the salon to pay Iman the equivalent of about $260 in 10 installments.
Boom.
How much?
$26. Over 10 payments. So $260, but $26 a payment, an installment.
That's all I get?
For disfigurement, yeah.
Oh, you burned my face.
Doesn't seem like fair trade here.
No.
It does not. I bet it sounds like the treatment costs more than that.
Yeah. I would at least want my money back, wouldn't you, Jim?
Yes.
Hey, if you're sitting on the rights to an early 90s comedy that you'd like to see a modern Hollywood remake of, then you might want to write down the name Charles Kidd II, a.k.a. Call-matic, because he's apparently the one who can get that sort of thing done, or at least get one greenlit. Now, Call-matic is the director of the still upcoming House Party remake, which is being produced by LeBron James and his Spring Hill Company label. And now Deadline says he's been tapped to take on another 90s comedy remake, White Men Can't Jump.
Good first one. I can watch that anytime it's on, man.
Yeah, but I don't know how you remake that one.
Now, the original movie, released in 92, starred Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson. It was directed by Ron Shelton, who we've had on the show before.
I would guess it would be Kevin Hart and The Rock.
Yeah, give me
It would be Kevin Hart.
Yeah. Who plays Rosie Perez's part?
Blake Lively, or what's her name? My Tanya. What's her name?
No, it's probably,
Margot Robbie?
Probably Zendaya. Kevin Hart, and who is our Woody Harrelson?
The white man that can't jump.
Zac Efron.
Zac Efron, that would be perfect.
Jack Black.
Okay, we've got a robot manufacturing company is looking for a human face to put on its newest product. Promobot, a European company, said in a press release, it is willing to pay $200,000 to someone for the rights to use their face forever. I don't know if they would want my face. I'll give them $200,000, though. Or I'll take $200,000. You can put it anywhere you want.
This is the face of VD. Wait, no.
Hey, we had a coworker that was, he did some modeling, some print ads. Do you guys remember this? It might have been before you guys got up to Jocks back in the day. But it was for a herpes ad nationally.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I remember that.
Do you remember that, right?
I don't. I remember the story. I'm trying to remember the coworker.
But he knew it was a herpes ad. Like, he signed up for that.
Well, he was like, I'm about to do some modeling, and I'm getting paid for it. And I was like, yeah, that's pretty cool. And then he was like, a couple of days later, hey, by the way.
Yeah, Ralph Lauren? No.
No. The old herpes.
It's for herpes. So the company said their plan is to use the new robot with a human face as an assistant in busy places like hotels and shopping malls. According to the press release, Promobot has a customer that is looking to put the robot assistant in airports, shopping malls, and retail stores in 2023. Now, they tried to sneak one by Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he ended up suing Promobot in 2020 for using his likeness on their products.
Wow. Not enough money to get Charles Barkley, but it'd be a funny Capital One commercial having Charles Barkley as a robot. That'd be a funny commercial.
You know, they
do good commercials.
They do good commercials. The test of an icon. Barkley is so famous that Subway only uses his voice in those commercials, and you know who it is.
Oh, look, there's the...
It's the Schwarzenegger version.
That actually looks like the original Terminator when they had him, like, banged up.
with the leather
jacket.
He's
peeling his face off.
There's a little John Parker Wilson in that.
A little Rob Lowe, a little bit. Nobody? Okay.
I know, I can see some Rob Lowe.
I saw Rob Lowe on Hot Ones last night.
I could say, well, I don't know what I see. There's some J.P. Wilson in that, though. It's like J.P. Wilson, Schwarzenegger, and Rob Lowe had a baby.
Yeah.
That's going to be hard. But.
Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd? Was he in there, too?
Okay, Brown, tell me how you feel on this. A man has sparked a debate after he refused to recook an expensive steak for his guest who wanted it well done.
Oh,
I don't make hockey pucks. I make steaks.
Yeah, but I mean, if you've got a guest and they want it well done, I think you got to cook it well done.
No, I would say, yeah, if you want to screw it up, it's on you.
Well, I'd like to know before you come over, if that's what you want, I will buy a different piece of meat for you. I don't want you to eat the high-quality meat that we're eating. I will buy a lower... It'll still be grade A.
Yeah.
It'll be USDA approved. It just will not be as expensive as what we're eating.
What I would do if I'm the chef, I walk out of the kitchen and say, how about I just make you a hamburger steak?
Well, this thing gets a little nasty. So writing on Reddit, the man explained that he hosted a Friendsgiving dinner and ended up arguing with his friend's new girlfriend because she wanted him to recook the meat so it was, quote, brown all the way through. Now, the fight resulted in people cutting ties with the steak ending up on the floor.
Yeah. Well, see, I thought this was a restaurant, and I could see his side of it because I don't want people going out saying, boy, this steak there sucks. Well, you made me cook it medium well. Of course it sucks. Or well done. If this is just at your house?
Well, no, his argument is I think he said I prepared fish, I prepared chicken, I did all my, went out of my way for all these meats, and then she wants a steak, and she wants it well done. I'm not doing that.
I would probably allow it, though, just to avoid the confrontation. So he went on to say, we did a bit of an extravaganza for Friendsgiving this year. It was a tight-knit event. Only 10 of us were there, mostly couples, including my friend, who only started dating a girl within the last couple of months. We had an array of dishes, but I was responsible for cooking the meat. Steak is the closest thing I have a religion to. I take it very seriously. Average steak for me takes about 4 to 5 hours to prepare and cook from the sous vide to the cast iron.
Sous vide
to the cast iron to plate through. Sometimes I take as much as 3 to 4 months butter aging or dry aging my meats to be the certain so they're perfect.
Yeah.
Puts way too much into a steak.
Well, he does. Well, that's a lot of effort.
Now, he continued to say that he also made other food that Rockstar was talking about. Jerk chicken, mandarin duck breast, and a cherry jalapeno salmon. But his friend's girlfriend wasn't happy, apparently, he continued. He said, well, here comes the new girl into the group. She sees the first person cut into their steak, sees pink, and she's mortified. He said that she said the meat needed to be brown all the way through, or else you'll get sick.
Whatever.
And she's the new girl in the group?
Yep.
Yeah.
She doesn't see the next Friendsgiving.
I would agree with Jim on that one.
She's on her way out. And I just believe that when you're a guest at somebody's house, you play it as it lies. Whatever comes out,
I agree.
If you don't like it, yeah, I mean, don't bitch about it.
But I'm saying if somebody was at your house and they said, hey, can you grill this a little bit longer, I'd probably do it.
Yeah. Oh, I would do it. But especially a big orchestrated meal like this, just eat something.
But how about
this?
As the fight escalated, she proceeded to get angry and yell that it was her steak and she should have it how she liked. He went on to say, I told her there were plenty of other meats to choose from, as well as a plethora of side dishes that she could have, but her steak was not going to be made well done in my house. Now, according to the man, the woman swore at him, then tried to put the steak in the microwave, at which point he intercepted her and half of it fell on the floor, and that's when the dogs attacked and ate it. And he said, quote, well, at least it went to someone who wouldn't shit on a good steak.
That's quite the quote. The weirdest one I had, we had some a large group at my house one time, and the guy wanted his hot dog. Like, I was grilling burgers and dogs, all right, just basic. He wanted his hot dog, like, completely burnt. Like, I couldn't get the flame on it. So I finally got them all off, and I was like, is this enough? Nah, I really want it burnt. I mean, he was passionate about this. So finally, I just lifted the grill and dropped it straight down into the charcoals and just let it burn, and he loved it. I thought that was super weird. Yes. I thought it was a super weird request.
Yeah, that really is. Mm. I don't mind it being a little burnt, but...
Now, Steven making us feel horrible in the Farmfolio chat room. Maybe she was pregnant and didn't want to tell anybody.
Well, maybe she should tell someone.
You can't eat a medium steak when you're pregnant.
I don't know. I've never been pregnant.
I think
stay away from sushi.
It's good for the baby. It gets the baby, you know, knowing what a steak
sushi is. Mechanical bowls.
It gets the baby knowing what a steak tastes.
That's right. You train them early, Rockstar, before they're even out of the womb.
Okay, I've got some great headlines from the past few years. Headlines.
Oh, headlines.
Prisoner who died was brought back to life claims his life sentence has technically ended.
I mean, he's got a point.
Yeah.
I would like to argue that in court. Yes.
You get Tommy Spina on that.
I think you might get out of it. Yeah.
You gave me a life sentence. I died for 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
Your choice was to bring me back. That went on me.
That's right.
You know what we're in now? Overtime.
Another great headline for the past few years. Guinea pig to become father to 400 after breaking into female enclosure.
Yeah. He got it done.
He really did.
Walked out with an ice pack.
Smoked a whole pack.
Another one. Elderly men escape nursing home to attend world's biggest heavy metal festival.
I mean, that is weird.
That's the place I would go.
No.
How about this one? Wife crashes her own funeral, horrifying her husband who had paid to have her killed.
Ooh. That's not a good day. You already paid for the funeral, too.
You get your money back.
Yeah.
And our final great headline for the past few years, 103-year-old groom marries his 99-year-old bride after being together for 80 years. Got to make sure it's right. It's
lack of commitment right there.
You think this is the weekend he puts a ring on it?
Nope.
I've been saying that for 79 years.
You said that back in World War II. All right, that is Trash with LT, brought to you by the great folks at Mortgage Right.
Hey, the holidays are here, so is your chance to put some extra money in your pocket by getting a cash out refinance for Mortgage Right, whether it's college tuition, home improvements, or a one-way ticket to the North Pole. The refinance experts at Mortgage Right can help you use your home equity to get cash fast. They are committed to bringing you an easier and faster cash out refi experience. Visit MortgageRight.com/TNR to cash out before the holidays end. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender.